USA Radio News.
A police chase in South Texas involving an SUV full of illegal immigrants is ending with four people dead. A small Jeep slammed into the back of an 18-wheeler, which was parked at a truck stop in the town of Encinal. Two others are in critical condition. Texas DPS tweeted, quote, "The driver suspected of human smuggling evaded law enforcement and crashed into a commercial vehicle," end quote. The driver had to be airlifted to a hospital. Police stated the chase started on the border of Mexico. It comes after this week's other smuggling attempt, which ended with 53 illegal immigrants dead in San Antonio. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A city council meeting was held in Uvalde, Texas.
A special city council meeting happened in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 students and two teachers were murdered. Mayor Don McLaughlin says they're being frozen out by the district attorney, who is refusing to release information about the investigation.
She's the person that's holding all the keys to the kingdom. She's the one that's telling everybody they can't talk, but yet she'll go in the press and say, "I don't have an investigation going on."
Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who is also a city councilman, wasn't there. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Southern California lawmaker Judy Chu was among 181 people arrested by the U.S. Capitol Police for blocking an intersection near the High Court, briefly shutting down traffic during a protest in support of abortion rights. Chu was issued a citation and released about 2 hours later. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The president is supporting a filibuster.
President Biden, speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain, Thursday morning, said he supports Congress ending the filibuster to pass legislation protecting abortion in America.
The most important thing to be clear about is we have to change, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this, for this action.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A mystery rocket body that crashed into the moon is baffling NASA. According to NASA, astronauts discovered a rocket body heading towards a lunar collision late last year. Impact occurred in March, and NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter spotted the crash site on the moon's surface shortly after. New images shot this week show a snapshot of the site. The crash landing left behind a double crater more than 90 feet wide. According to the Space Administration, two large masses on each end of the rocket may have caused the craters, but it did note that the impact marks are highly unusual. The Houston Chronicle reported no space exploring nations have claimed responsibility for the projectile. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.